about 8 years old.
My mother
murdered 3 people.
Police arrived at the home.
Had committed these murders during an exorcism.
An exorcism performed on her.
The Holy Church got involved.
She was transferred to the Centrino Mental Hospital in Rome.
So here I am.
You start wondering, is it in my genes? Am I gonna flip out one day?
If you really want to help your mother,
you need a better understanding of exorcism.
What do you suggest?
You need to see a real one.
Okay, here's the deal. The first week in January is typically known for having terrible movies and new wide release, but at least last year's Season of the Witch had a certain cheesy entertainment value. This year's The Devil Inside is so awful that it's eliciting boos from audiences across the country. The film is a fake documentary about a woman trying to determine if her institutionalized mother needs a real exorcism. Taking place in Rome, where everyone speaks in a bad Italian accent rather than actual Italian, the film suspends no disbelief. The plot is shaky, the acting is atrocious, and the writing is sometimes so convoluted that I felt the desire to simply shrug and walk out. It has a few scares, but they're cheap scares. Everything else makes this movie feel like it was made by somebody who watched one scene out of The Exorcist and then imitated it poorly, without understanding what's really going on. Then it ends with what's being called the worst ending a movie has had in years. According to the advertisements, the Vatican did not endorse this movie. Smart move, Vatican. It's not that The Devil Inside is a truly awful movie, it's just a stupid movie, and that's even worse. The Devil Inside gets 1 star out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.